Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I reminisce about our time at Temperance Brewery. And then he tells me all about his Blue Moon boat trip. And then we get into all the events happening this weekend, including Two Brothers Festival and Moody Tongue's pop-up preview. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out. Boop, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And man, after last week's episode, I don't even know if we can top it. It was like, we probably should have just thrown in the towel. That was it.
Man, that was pretty high. That was a high watermark.
Right.
Yeah, man. We took the show on the road.
Yeah, so last week we were at Temperance. So if you missed the show, feel free to go back and listen to it. We kind of talk about some stuff about Temperance, and Claudia lets us in on like some of the stuff she's working on and coming out. So
yeah, it was great, man. We got to see Claudia Gendron, who's so if you're a female brewmaster, your title is Brewster.
Okay.
Yeah, or ale wife. I don't think anybody's using ale wife.
No, like, I think Brewster's better.
Brewster is a better term.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was great to see Claudia, and their space is huge, man.
It's nice. Yeah.
I had no idea, man. So that was fun, man. Cheers to those guys. They got a really big space, and it was packed. It was like a Tuesday night, and it was full.
I know, it was crazy. But we're back, and in the home studio, I guess.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back, man.
And like every episode, we're drinking some local beer. And this week, we went back to Off Color, and we're drinking the Apex Predator.
Yeah, I really like this. This is really one of my favorite beers from them. My favorite beer is probably the Dino S'mores beer.
Okay.
That was on tap at
I missed that one.
It was on tap at Emporium for a while.
Okay, yeah.
With like, you know, marshmallows and chocolate like all in the mash. It was great, and it was huge. It was like 11%. This is a traditional farmhouse ale. They're calling it Apex Predator, 6.5%. Who's doing their artwork, man?
I forget. He told me who it was one time, and I'm blanking on their name now.
The little grain mouse is on everything.
Yeah.
With these guys.
But this is a really nice beer. It's refreshing. It's warm day out there, so it's nice to have something light, and yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's one of those beers where, like, you know, the super hot presence is kind of muted on this one. You're really just letting like the malt and really the yeast like shine. So it's like it's got a nice fruity taste, nice floral aroma, and then like it's a little spicy. And it's very easy drinking, with medium body. It's good, man. I really enjoy this beer.
Yeah, so yeah. We'll sip on this as we chat about our past week here. And yeah, I guess the biggest thing was the Temperance episode, which, you know, we kind of already mentioned. Definitely check out their brewery in Evanston if you haven't made it up there yet. Or, you know, you can bike there. It's not that far to bike from Chicago, too.
If you're Brad, it's not that far to bike there from Chicago. I did. Well, we got a chance to try maybe four or five beers there, right? I thought the winner might have been like, what was the red ale called? I forget what it was called, but.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember now, but that was good.
The red ale was fantastic. I'm really excited for her. They got a beer called Greenwood Beach, which is a beach in Evanston. Mm-hmm. And they've got a blonde, like a blonde ale with like, you know, 6,000 pounds of pineapples in it.
Yeah.
So when you go there, right, you're in the brew house, and right by the fermentation tanks is this huge drum with the Chiquita logo on it.
Yeah, that beer was awesome. I'm looking forward to having that this summer.
Yeah, that's not something you see every day. A drum.
Drum of Chiquita, banana, or pineapples.
Yeah. So that was cool, man.
Man, we ordered some pizza there. There's a pizza place like a couple doors down. Yeah. We had it delivered because it was raining, so we're not going out there. So they come right in, they call you, and just let you know we're here, and then you just go to the door and find them.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. Mm-hmm. And then, they're in the rear of like they're in the rear of like this industrial space.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of parking lot space, and they're right at the back of it. So they're talking about doing a festival back there in the end of October, which sounds pretty cool. I hope they're able to pull that off. So, yeah, Fun times going to Evanston, man.
Awesome. So, did you make it anything else then during the week?
So I was able to hit. I had an event called the Follow the Moon. So there was a full moon last week. And naturally, Blue Moon is hosting an event on every full moon this year.
Okay.
They're hosting an event. So I think there's, during like the summer and fall months, there's five full moons.
Okay.
So this is called the Follow the Moon Cruise. So they have a band. They partner with Spotify, the streaming service, mm-hmm. and then they cruise. They cruise on the night that the moon's full.
Okay, so they're doing these every time in Chicago or just across the country?
No, it rotates. So they're doing New York and.
I guess you need a body of water.
San Francisco, New York, Chicago, right? That kind of thing. Right. Yeah. So this one was cool, man. It was on the Mystic Blue. It left from Navy Pier,
mm-hmm.
and you get on the boat. It's a boat. Yeah, I love boats, man. I've been talking for a long time about doing a boat series where we're just on the boat all summer.
You've been booze cruising a lot lately.
Yeah, right? Any excuse to get on the water, I'm in. You know? So I got on the cruise, and it was a good time. It wasn't the kind of event that catered to, the beer crowd. So there were a lot of folks, I think, because this was, a free event. I found out last minute it was a free event, and you can, so a lot of people there weren't, beer people. People that we usually see.
Had you already signed up? Were you invited?
I signed up. And then what I liked about it was that it was different, mm-hmm. you know, because the crowd was different.
Okay.
And then, well, they served Blue Moon the entire 3 hours.
Right. It was their thing, right?
it was a Blue Moon event. Right. So they it wasn't just Blue Moon. They brought out the Blue Moon family, you know, the Harvest Moon, and there's a Saison, and then there's an Amber Moon, and you know.
Yeah, I can't say I've had all of them. I've maybe had one or two of them, but I have not. I think every time I go in the store and I see there's some weird Blue Moon that I didn't know
existed.
Right,
with a different color scheme. Right, yeah. Those Blue Moons were on the tour.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to screw up being on a boat on a full moon.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean it was a good event. It was a really good event. I wish there were maybe there was an open bar or something. I mean, cause some of the, well, let's say this Blue Moon of all the moon family, Blue Moon is far and away
the best moon.
Right. Blue Moon is far and away the best moon. Right. So they encourage you to drink Blue Moon with oranges in it, with Victoria orange, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
So, I mean, from a purist perspective, a true beer perspective, I don't know what it says if, you know, you're insisting that you put fruit in your beer to drink it.
But as a boat enthusiast, you're fighting scurvy. So it's kind of working, right?
I think so. It's like, you know, I mean, and we're not trying to talk too much negatively about Blue Moon. Because, you know, it's won some gold medals. It's won some medals, right? Yeah. World Beer Cup, Great American Beer Fest.
I'm just talking about oranges here.
I'm just talking about oranges. So it's so it was a good event, man. I enjoyed the fact that, you know, we got out on the water. There was a band called Moon Taxi. Okay. There was a buffet. They brought five or six different dishes to pair with every single one of the moons, which was
nice.
Cool.
Okay.
And Blue Moon is, you know, we talk about gateway drugs. We had Dark Lord on the show, right? And I know I'll take Dark Lord to every time I go to Dark Lord, I take a Dark Lord to my mom's and we drink Dark Lord because she, you know, she thinks all beer tastes like, you know, Miller Lite.
Yeah.
Right. So Dark Lord is like, you know, hey, this can be beer too. I think so as a, mm-hmm. but we're talking about gateway drugs. And I think Blue Moon is definitely a gateway drug for a lot of people that eventually get into craft beer.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's got fruit in there too most of the time when you get it. So it's, it almost seems like a cocktail too.
That's a very good point.
It's fancier.
It's fancier. You know, it's served in probably
a different glass.
Yeah, a Pilsner glass or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're just a guy that just, you know, slams bottles at the bar, this is leading you into something different. So it gets a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
So it was good. Overall, it was good.
And you're on the water, which, dude, man, I haven't been out there. I don't even know. I've been next to the water all summer. I gotta get out there. Let's see. I made it to. I stopped by Little Goat on Saturday, or yeah, was it Saturday or Friday? There was an event for Dark Horse. You know, they do these rooftop things where they have a special beer or two, and then they have a food pairing that they're either doing on the grill or something it's either tacos or maybe sliders or something like that. So they were doing Cubano sliders with two of the Dark Horse beers. They had their blueberry one, not the stout. It was like just a pale ale with blueberries, and then their IPA, their like standard IPA.
I like Dark Horse. I tried the stouts. There's like the six stouts. Like, they come out all year long.
The Trace Stout is the one with the blueberries.
Okay.
And
so you were on the roof at Little Goat with the with the spinning goat that's up top.
The giant goat. The giant little goat.
The goat's awesome because he's got like this really little body and he's got this huge head and his goatee. He just looks like he's having fun.
Yeah. Hanging out up there on a nice day, just drinking. It's perfect, you know. I like it a lot. And, you know, drinking the Crooked Tree IPA, it's a good beer just to hang out on the roof with friends and chat.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I think they do, like, those every week or every other week, so definitely look for it, or I'm sure Gary Valentine or somebody will be posting about things going on at Little Goat, so definitely check that out.
True. So I went to an event called it's truffle season. It's Australian truffle season.
Okay.
So I think May through August is truffle season. So I went to an event at a place called RPM Italian. So it's actually right around the corner from Excalibur, the old Excalibur. Mm-hmm. Excalibur's called something different now.
Right. Okay.
But you know, right in River North. So it's an Italian restaurant. It was an event for truffles. So the chef's making like five different truffles, and then they're bringing out all these different wines and a beer to pair with these truffles. Yeah. So I went to this event and I saw our friend Jared Rubin there from Moody Tongue
Moody
Brewing.
Moody Tongue, yeah.
Moody Tongue is opening this week. So Jared had a truffle beer on tap to go with these five entrees. He told me it was the most expensive beer he's ever made. So people who don't know about these truffles, man, they're kind of like, the closest thing you can describe them to is like a mushroom, right?
Right, yeah.
It's they're found under trees. You know, they usually have like dogs or pigs or something, like, you know, dig and find these truffles. They're like the rarest ingredient in on the culinary scene, right? Mm-hmm. I say they're a little bit earthier. They almost like they're a lot richer. They almost have hints of chocolate in comparison to like mushrooms.
Right, I think it depends on the truffle too.
Yeah, it depends on the truffle. So these are the Australian truffles. You know, Jared told me a story real quick about how because you know his whole format for the new brewery is like culinary brewing. Mm-hmm. So he's telling me a story about how, you know, he's like, Nick, you know how he talks, he looks at you right in the eye. He's like, you know, Nick, these truffles, if you there's ladies in New York, these little old ladies, they're escorted by a huge bodyguard with a gun, and they go to the back of the kitchen and they pull these truffles out of this silk bag, and the little lady's like shaving truffles up to serve at these restaurants. Like, it's such a rare ingredient that, you know, can you imagine, like, you know, you have to be escorted by handgun to deliver these truffles. You know?
Right. I'm sure a lot of these restaurants are buying them illegally. And
so he's telling me the story and I'm just like, oh, wow. You know, but I had no idea. So I looked up truffles on truffles.
So like, who's his little old lady?
Yeah. And you know, who's holding it? Jared's holding a pistol while this lady's bringing in truffles. Yeah. But he's got truffles. They're pretty expensive, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, so this was cool. I got to try the he made a truffle pilsner, black truffle pilsner, to complement the dishes on the diet.
Were you paying for the beer? Or was it an event like just sample this beer?
Yeah, it was beer. It was samples for everything.
Okay,
it was kind of like it was just kind of like, hey, we're at a location that opens at 5. But then we're here 2 hours before that to sample all these truffles. So it's kind of like a preview event for the venue.
Nice. Okay.
Like that. Yeah. So.
What do you think of the beer?
I thought it was good. I mean, on its own, you know, it's okay. I'll say this. It held its integrity as a pilsner. Like it smelled a lot sweeter and a lot more dense and a lot more aromatic than a normal pilsner. But when you drank it, it had the mouthfeel and it finished like a pilsner.
Mm-hmm,
but when you smelled it, you're like, well, what's going on? Why is this? This is very, this is unusual.
I smell something here. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Unusually aromatic. Yeah. So, but when you tried it with the food, it blended perfectly. Like it just accented everything you were eating.
Oh, cool.
You know, so that part was great. You know?
Yeah. I'm interested to try his stuff. He's opening here, like you said, this coming week, and interested to try stuff and see how it works without food too. I know he's kind of going to be focused on like going to restaurants that, you know, are going to pair these beers with this food and their food and whatnot. But what if you're just out drinking somewhere too and you just want a beer? I want to see if that experience, you know, I'm sure he's making great beer. He's a talented
brewer. It's an interesting approach. Most people who launch breweries in Chicago, you know, they either go for Bombers on the shelf at, you know, Benny's or the neighborhood liquor store. Uh-huh. But they're not going for, like, out the gate, going for places like, you know, Hop Leaf, Longman and Eagle, you know, like foodie destinations. A lot of breweries aren't starting like that. So it's a different approach that he's taking.
Right. And so, I wonder how many beers he's going to do that are exclusive at restaurants that maybe most people aren't going to, like Beer for Next and stuff like that. That
exactly.
You may not get to try.
Yeah. We'll see.
But I'm sure we'll be trying this stuff soon.
Yeah. It was good to see Jared because I was at Clybourne and, you know, for Belgian Fest, Stout Fest, even at Phobab. It was always a treat seeing his stuff there.
Very cool. Well, talking about stuff opening, and let's just get into this week then. Like, things are happening this week. It's a busy week. The calendar is bustling.
Brad, things are taking place, man. The festival season, man, is here.
Right. So also opening this week, really, I guess today, Wednesday, or tomorrow when we're recording this, but June 18th, the Lagunitas Chicago Tap Room. It opens. It's like a soft opening.
Right.
With the official opening being on June 25th, they're kind of saying, but it's open.
Finally. I know they were looking at doing a 420 launch date last year.
Okay.
Right? No, Lagunitas, yeah. Right? So it's good to see they're finally opening, man. I know we've been to an event there, and I know they had the circus there, so they're finally opening for the public. The largest brewery in the history of Chicago. It's larger than every other brewery in Chicago combined. Just think about that.
That's nuts.
So that's exciting, man. We've never seen anything like this. So kudos to those guys, man, finally getting it open for everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be checking it out. I don't have any inside track there to go there before the 25th, so I'll have to wait until the real opening, like everybody else, right? Then also Wednesday is a Rude Hippo tasting event at Burger Bar. So I think they're just showcasing their beer. I think they're doing an event like almost every day.
Yeah, lately. They're not playing games. They're really getting after it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got their fundable campaign at pourbrewer.com. We actually just we did an interview with those guys on ChicagoBeerGeeks.com. Well, we recorded it, so we haven't launched it yet.
Okay.
But yeah, we talked to those guys, and they've got a very aggressive schedule, which is good to see.
Yeah. Do you have a time when you're going to put that up to put you on the spot?
And no,
Now you have to do it.
I'd love to get it up in the next like 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
You know, that'd be perfect. So.
So yeah, check out that site for that interview, and yeah, by the weekend then we'll see it up.
So that's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So then Thursday, June 19th, back up in Evanston, there's a place called Space in Evanston. And WXRT and Bader Brow are having an event featuring the Walkmans.
Okay.
Well, actually, the lead singer from the Walkmans.
Just him?
Just him. He's going solo.
Okay.
You know, he's going solo. And Hamilton Leitenhauser is his name. So what you do is this is an RSVP event. RSVP. It's a free event. First come, first serve. Doors open at 5. You get free samples of Bader Brow. And then it's a free concert from from Hamilton Leitenhauser of the Walkmans. Oh, that's nice. Up at Space. Space is in Evanston, 1245 Chicago Avenue.
Oh, very cool. Then also Thursday, Ale Syndicate, like another brewery that's opening, they're doing a preview event at their brewery. And it's called There's No Place Like Home. Mm. The 115th anniversary of Wizard of Oz and the 75th anniversary of the movie. So they're doing like an event for this. There's going to be some history. People will be speaking about Wizard of Oz. They have two beers inspired by Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then Sheffield's is going to be providing some food. Some Kansas barbecue, which makes sense. Wizard of Oz, Kansas.
Yeah. You ain't in Kansas no more, Toto.
So you're going to get a welcome beer, two samples, and a closing beer, and then some appetizers.
And this is in the new space. You get to see the space.
Yeah, so definitely check this out. I think it's, $25? So not too bad for food and beer and, yeah, some history on Wizard of Oz.
That's cool, man. Logan Square. Logan Square's kind of got three breweries all of a sudden. Like, well, you know, Lafler's kind of in Logan.
Right.
Right, like right on the border.
Hermosa.
Rev, and now Ale Syndicate, all pretty much the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
So then Thursday's a big day. The local craft beer extravaganza at Maria's at 6 p.m.
Maria's Package Goods, right?
Maria's Package Goods out in
full name. We need full names here.
Maria's Package Goods. Not at Maria's.
Not some girl's house.
Not some random chick named Maria. No. Maria's Package Goods, a community bar. This is in Bridgeport. So there's a new distributor in town. They're called Heartland Beverage Company.
Okay.
And Heartland's got 5 or 6 breweries. The way I understand it, one of the folks that used to be at Lakeshore Beverage started Heartland.
Okay.
So Heartland's got breweries like Dry Hop, Pollyanna, Middlebrow. They did an event with Mambacue and Pig Mines. So you can try all these new breweries. Chicago, Cahoots Brewery. I'm not even sure where Cahoots. I'm not even sure where Cahoots is.
No.
But you're seeing Chicago, man, is like in the last 18 months. Constantly reinventing.
Drunk. They're drunk.
Drunks constantly opening breweries nonstop. So, I mean, just when you thought you got a hold of who was new, there's somebody new.
Right.
Newer. So, you get to check them out at Maria's.
I did feel like I was finally like, okay, I think I know everybody now. I know the places and now Cahoots. What?
Yeah, right? You hear a name, you're like, dude, what are they? Are they here? You know, yeah. You know, so yeah. So that's Thursday, man. That's Thursday night at 6 p.m. This is how many new brews, you know, we have. There's two local tap takeovers in the same night. So the Chicago Brew Bus is taking folks out. They're meeting at the Beer Bistro North on the same night, Thursday, June 19th. And they're going from Beer Bistro out to Lombard for a local tap takeover.
Where in Lombard?
Lombard is at it's a place called the...
where is Lombard?
No. Oh, no, where is Lombard? So Lombard's in the West Burbs. That's it. That's all I got. Lombard's in the West Burbs. It's so breweries like Ale Syndicate, you know, Atlas, Lake Effect, Pipeworks, Haymarket, Vice District.
Oh, nice.
350 Brewing and Slapshot. And Bucket List.
Okay.
They're all going to be on tap at a local tap takeover in Lombard at a place called the Beer House Chicago.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So that's Thursday. $10 to ride the brew bus. You start at Bistro, you go out to the takeover in Lombard and come back.
You just buy beers as you
want. I think it's a pay-as-you-go event.
That's not a bad ride even if you live in Lombard.
Take
the bus out there to get home, right?
Like, if you're a dude who works in the city anywhere but you live in Lombard, just go to Bistro. Take the brew bus
back. Get some dinner at Beer Bistro and just take the bus. Then grab yourself a beer and walk home, maybe, or call someone to pick you up because you're like a lot closer than Chicago now.
You're welcome.
We're saving you money there.
Doing our job to make Chicagoland a better place, man. Yeah, and a little known fact about the bus, man, you can drink on the bus. I got like cups and like coolers. You can totally drink on the bus.
Oh, so bring your own stuff. Yeah. Very nice.
So that's Thursday. Thursday's a pretty big day.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got Friday?
Friday is Two Brothers. Not Hop Juice Fest, but it's just called Two Brothers Festival now, right?
So it used to be Hop Juice Fest.
This would be the day that they would release Hop Juice. You could buy bombers.
There was Hop Juice Black.
Yeah. Now it's called Hop Centric. I'm not totally sure on why they changed the name. I think they just wanted to get away from that name, or might have been legal reasons. Not totally sure.
Yeah. Hop Juice, that was a fantastic name. And the logo was great, too.
Yeah.
They probably kept the logo.
I think they kind of kept that, yeah.
Okay.
So it's called Hop Centric, but now it's just kind of, I think this beer gets released that day, right? But it's more just a showcase of Two Brothers.
Yeah, this is that's running all weekend, and it starts Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it's even, they've even got like a Sunday thing for like kids, you know, and it's cool. They got that huge space, the Roundhouse out
right,
in Aurora.
So this is at the Roundhouse, not at the Warrenville location. Because Hop Juice Fest used to be, or it was until they got the Roundhouse, was at the Warrenville location.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out, you know, go get some bombers of Hop Centric, and are they doing bombers still, or is it coming 4-packs now? Oh man, it's been so long since I even had that beer.
Maybe we should go to Hop Centric.
Probably
Fest.
Should, yeah.
Two Brothers Fest.
But that's the only thing I had for Friday.
Yeah,
I guess that's all weekend thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's all I got for Friday too. So Saturday, June 21st, from 1 to 5 in Berwyn, Illinois, is the Berwyn Brew Fest. So this is the same guy. It's Lou Dog Events. The same guy who does a Naperville Fest and the Lombard Fest is also doing one in Berwyn.
The Lombard one was last weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was like last weekend. So this guy's on a roll, man. So this is the first ever Berwyn Brew Fest, and they're bringing about 80 different beers, And they've also got food trucks and live music. So it's a good chance to get to the burbs. You know, on occasion, like we were in the burbs last week for the show.
Yeah.
On occasion, it's cool getting out of the city, hit the burbs.
There's a lot of good stuff out there.
It is, man. I like hitting the burbs.
Yeah. But so, yeah, I didn't hear about this. I didn't get an invite to it.
So. I did not get an invite either. We need to fix that.
Come on.
I'm slacking, man. I'm fucking slacking. That's a $45 ticket.
Okay. Then also Saturday, this is from 3 to 6. We were talking about Moody Tongue earlier. This is Moody Tongue Brewery's first annual Pair Up, it's called. And what this is, it's going to be kind of a preview of their beers with some food. The ticket page for this is a little confusing. So it's going to be a pop-up festival of food pairing and Moody Tongue beers.
So you got food, you got beer.
And then there's music, there's collectible posters, and then there's trolley tours of Talia Hall and Moody Tongue Brewery. So I'm not sure, are you on a trolley going to the different places, or if you're on a trolley going inside of those? Is it a tiny trolley?
Does the trolley go into Talia Hall?
Right. So is it like a, you know, you see at the mall, like the kids ride around a little trolley on a track? Do we get a little trolley in the Moody Tongue Brewery?
That takes you from from the brew house to like the barrel room.
Yeah.
And you just like ride a trolley.
Right? It's a trolley tour of these places.
Do you know how fun that would be?
Right?
It's probably going to be a trolley from Thalia Hall to the brew house.
Probably. Yeah. Disappointing.
So there's, what are there? There's six different chefs. And yeah, Moody, Thalia is attached to Dusix. Mm-hmm. And Dusix is the same guys who started Logman and Eagle are on the Dusix project.
Okay, right.
So I went there once. I went to a Fire Rabbit event there once. And, uh-huh. And Thalia Hall wasn't open yet. So I'm excited to see what Thalia Hall looks like, because it's like a traditional like Chicago music hall.
Right.
Like, the building they sit in is like on the is a landmark. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but the music space wasn't open yet.
Yeah, you kind of talked about it on the previous episode about like the space, and you got a little preview of it. So yeah, that'd be neat to check it out. I know I went to Dusix for dinner one time. It was great.
Yeah. So. I like their space, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Saturday, June 21st from 3 to 6.
Right, so it's $25. You're going to get some food, beer, possibly a little trolley ride. They're also, this is in collaboration with Good Beer Hunting.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, I guess he's probably taking pictures. He may have done the poster. I don't know. Like I said, this info is...
We need more data.
Right. A big trolley or little trolley?
We need to know what's going on. I mean, come on. We need to know what's going on, guys.
But beer and food.
Beer and food.
Always good.
All right. I got one more event Saturday. This is the South Burbs. This is the fourth annual summer solstice. So Saturday is the solstice. Okay. So this is a summer solstice from 2 to 7 at Blarney Stone in Oak Forest. That's 154th and Cicero. And they're doing a classic, you know, beer and music festival where you get 10 samples and two food samples, and you're going to go 5 hours.
Okay.
Done.
Man, that's quite a long event.
It's out there. I'd say that if you're downtown, I'd say 154th and Cicero is probably about a good 15 miles from downtown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's a good weekend to get out of the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, then Sunday... In the city, at Chop Shop, is the Wicker Park Bucktown Tap Annual Beer Fest.
So it's an annual beer fest.
I guess this is the first time I heard about it.
Yeah.
I do like the website URL. It's do312.com.
Oh.
Great URL.
So it's probably going to focus on all the Wicker Park restaurants and breweries.
Right. So Map Room and the Wicker Park Bucktown Chamber of Commerce teamed up for this event.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's kind of like all these bars and restaurants teamed up. There's secret guests. Oh, yeah, secret guests, Forbidden Root. They're going to be having their beer there. Yeah, I think they're going to be talking about the Bloomington Trail, lots of food, the $4 sausage special at Chop House or Chop Shop. So, I don't know, it seems like a pretty awesome event. It's, what is it? Runs you $45 or $40, and it starts at 1 o'clock.
And there's a lot of fantastic eateries in Bucktown Wicker Park.
Mm-hmm.
You could put Bucktown Wicker Park's food and drink locations up against any part of the whole city.
I think so,
you
know,
you could, yeah.
Yeah, so, that sounds good. And if I was in town, I would probably be going to this.
What? Event. You're going out of town?
I'm going to Austin, man. I'm going to Austin.
Heading down to Texas.
Yeah, but there's 18 bars and restaurants. Sounds good. Music, beer. I'd be there because it's in my neighborhood. So I go to things in my neighborhood.
Yeah, right? So that's Saturday.
No, that's Sunday.
Oh, that's Sunday?
Yeah, June 22nd.
June 22nd. All right. Also Sunday, June 22nd, The Hideout. Mm-hmm. They're doing an event called A Day in the Country. So A Day in the Country is a all-day music festival. They've got like 10 acts performing. It's basically a like a straight-up music festival. But Lagunitas is powering all the beer. Okay. So you're going to have Lagunitas beers on draft all festival long. Awesome. Which is cool. They're doing a barbecue from County Barbecue and homemade pies from Bang Bang.
Okay. I haven't had County Barbecue.
Me either. I had Bang Bang pies. Probably one too many Bang Bang pies at the Goose thing.
I think we heard about that.
Man, chocolate pecan pies, man. Are you serious?
Oh, man, sounds good.
Yeah. So that's Saturday. That's a $10 ticket, and it's an all day music fest where you can get barbecue and Lagunitas beers at the Hideout.
Okay. Does the $10 get you beer and food, or does the $10 just kind of get you into the festival?
I think the $10 might just get you the music.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. Yeah, that's Sunday, June 22nd from 2 to 11, all day Sunday.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. What a weekend.
Yeah. So I got one more event Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday, June 24th, the Rattler in Logan Square. Mm-hmm. They've done a beer with Ale Syndicate.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so the name of the beer, they've got a beer collaboration. The name of the beer is called Trinken Lowen. So
Trinken?
Trinken, okay. Yeah. Trinken Lowen. So in addition to the beer release, what they're doing is they're pairing the beer release with a homebrew tasting event. So it's like a bottle share.
Oh, okay.
So they're encouraging people. So they're going to go into their cellar at the Rattler and pull out some rare and special beers, and they encourage everyone in attendance to do the same, like bring homebrew or bring some beers out of your cellar.
Interesting.
Yes, so, very.
I don't know all the rules on liquor laws in Chicago, but that sounds like it wouldn't fly, right? You're bringing your own beer into a place, or do places just not allow you to do that because they serve it?
Well, it is, and it looks like it is an RSVP event, so you can't just show up.
So
it's
kind of a private event, so yeah, maybe they're closed to the public. Okay,
it's a private event. You have to RSVP to attend this event, so you can't just show up, because I think this is, like you said, it's gonna be along those lines. So just to give you a little bit about the Trinken Lowen, the beer that they made with Ale Syndicate, it's a pale ale made with alt yeast.
Okay.
And they're also gonna have prizes that day, so you can get like a $25 gift card to the Rattler. You can get bottles of beer from Ale Syndicate, and you can also win Ale Syndicate swag, stickers, T-shirts, all that jazz.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so that's Tuesday.
There's a play on words there for drinking alone. Like, there's something like drinking alone or I don't know, something like that. I can't quite put my finger on it.
We got to bone up on our languages, man, because remember we were talking about there was like a Spanish beer from Fire Rabbit. What does this mean?
Okay. Oh, yeah, we're like, this is milk, coffee with milk,
this
right?
is coffee with milk, right?
But Rattler is great. I've been there a couple times. Have you been there?
No, it's like a German food hall / brew pub or just pub.
And then it's right down the street from Chicago Distillery, and then right down the street from Revolution. So it's kind of a nice little strip right there for drinking.
Right on.
That sounds like a fun event. Tuesday night?
Tuesday, June 24th.
Nice. Well, I think that's all I have.
I think that's it.
And I'm disappointed I'll be gone, but this Tuesday bottle share thing kind of sounds neat. Might have to check that out.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Head up there. But I think that'll do it for this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, if people want to get a hold of you, find out what boat you're on or bus, how can they get in touch?
Absolutely, man. I'm Nicosio on Twitter.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's @brad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter. It's @ChicagoBeerPass. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Usually have links to a lot of the events that we mentioned. And then our Facebook page, /ChicagoBeerPass, posting a lot of the events we find, because there's so many, like especially this week, we couldn't even like talk about them all. There was a couple others that we'll post up on the Facebook page, so like us up there, share the episodes, other events as well. And that'll do it for episode 35. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.